Next Saturday is Groundhog Day, and though this winter has been relatively mild, I've heard many say that they're ready for spring. So will Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow in Pennsylvania this year? To find out more about the day and the weather, I consulted with Chief Meteorologist Dan Scoff with KNWA and Fox News Edge.
Groundhog Day is a fun thing, Punxsutawney Phil has been doing predictions for a long, long time. Matter of fact, they go all the way back. He's had about 115 predictions, including last year. So essentially, the first prediction that was officially made was back in 1887. That was, according to a lot of the other websites that I have seen, and, you know, obviously I had to look some of that stuff up. But the very first one that I could see that has been recorded was 1887.
That's quite a while ago.
Yes.
So how exactly does it work? The groundhog emerges from his hole and he sees a shadow. And that means...
That is correct. The way that it works is, and where Groundhog Day originated from, is a Celtic tradition talking about, if a groundhog or if an animal sees its shadow, then that means that it gets scared and runs back in the hole, and hides and hibernates, and that means that there will be six more weeks of winter. If he does not see his shadow, then he can kind of hang around and be outside, and he doesn't get scared, and so that means that spring will be coming early.
As a meteorologist, is it fun to play along?
It is fun to play along. And I mean, the Bill Murray movie that everybody knows, Groundhog Day, is a fun movie. And maybe some of the scenes get a little old after seeing them about 20 times. But
yeah.
But it's a fun thing to play along with, and it gets everybody excited. Now, does it really mean exactly what's going to occur? No, not necessarily. And I can get into the accuracy. Punxsutawney Phil, but it is fun to play along. It's a holiday that everybody gets excited about, and it's weather related, so I'm good with that.
Yeah. So, well, you mentioned accuracy. How accurate is the groundhog? How accurate has he been in your experience, in your time?
Well, in my time looking at it, and a lot of people beg to differ, like the groundhog is accurate 100%, and some people are groundhog fanatics and they'll literally come after you and be like, you don't know what you're talking about, but it's all in fun, obviously. They're not going to trust a groundhog as much as they can throw them, I guess, but
right.
out of the 115 predictions so far, Phil has accurately, essentially, if you were to look at that, early spring, he predicted that 15 times. So not a whole lot of times did he predict in early spring.
Mm-hmm. Which is what most people hope for.
That's about 13% of the 150. That's how many times he's predicted it. That's not his accuracy. But according to, I will quote the source because I did look it up. Storm Facts, Weather Almanac. Phil's predictions have been correct about 39% of the time, so about 40%.
Right. So he doesn't have a great track record, I guess, but not too terrible either.
And considering he's got a 50-50 chance, he's actually not even making 50%, So
yeah. Yeah.
That's not the best track
Aww,
record.
Aw, poor Phil.
Well, Phil's a furry little, cute little critter, so
yeah.
he can't help but love him.
Well, last year he did see his shadow. Did we really have 6 weeks more of winter?
Last year was actually one of the years that he was not correct. And what was interesting was the last 2 years, in 2011, on February 2nd, he didn't see his shadow. And we all know what happened in February of 2011.
Is that when we had that foot and a half of powder?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We had the big snowstorm on February 4th. That was on a Friday. That was kind of a quote-unquote surprise snowstorm because it was expected to go way south, and it didn't. And we got about 3 to 6 inches around northwest Arkansas. And that was just the appetizer as the main course came on February 9th when we had 2 feet of snow that fell in a period of probably about just under 12 hours. It was insane.
Yeah.
It was an incredible snowstorm.
I remember.
So I think that winter was very much still going on. And even though Punxsutawney Phil said no shadow in 2011, in 2012 he said there, you know, he saw his shadow, which means, you know, 6 more weeks of winter, and we really didn't have winter at all last year.
Yeah,
there wasn't a single snowflake at all, and our February and March, you know, was essentially very warm. So when they say 6 more weeks of winter, I mean, the reason that they go with that is because usually the third week in March, you start spring. That's usually around March 21st, March 22nd. That's when you have what's called the vernal equinox, which is essentially the beginning of spring. Judging from when February 2nd is, that's about 6 weeks. So that's where they come up with 6 weeks.
Right. Yeah, I looked it up. It's March 20th this year.
Yep.
So
It's different every year. You know, it's a different time exactly when the sun crosses the equator. But yeah, I didn't know what the vernal equinox was this year, but it's usually around the 20th, 21st, 22nd, around that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this year we've had a pretty mild winter so far. I mean, we've had some cold days and cold nights, but I mean, we haven't had snow or anything really, not in Fayetteville.
Yeah, exactly. We had that one snow, one little light snow that came through on December 28th. It was a couple days after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we missed the Christmas snowstorm that did hit the River Valley and obviously Central Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
but Northwest Arkansas, for the most part, missed that storm. There was a little bit of snow, you know, in Madison County and Boone and Newton County. They got a little more snow than we did. But that was just really amazing how that storm missed us completely. And then, you know, we had that little snow that came in the Friday after Christmas. You know, it was a Friday afternoon when it started snowing. We got a little bit of a light dusting.
Mm-hmm.
But to reiterate what you said, yes, you are correct. We haven't had much of a winter. But for those that, you know, like snow and hope for snow, you know, really climatologically, when you look at when our big snows are, they're usually in the end of January and early February. And there are hints that we could get something the first week in February. You know, originally on the news I was saying that I feel a storm coming at the end of January, early February, just kind of looking at the long-range computers and, you know, the computer model forecast and how everything's evolving and how the cold air is getting, you know, a little bit colder. I mean, look at the cold blast that's hitting the Northeast now. It's starting to moderate a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but it was a major cold blast. I believe, personally, winter is not over yet.
Right.
And I think that we do see a snowstorm or a wintry mixed storm. You know, I guess it's very rarely always snow here. That's what makes it so difficult to forecast. We'll probably see a wintry mixed storm, I think, in the first couple of weeks of February. I just feel it. I don't know what to say. It's like nothing really shows that. I mean, there's a couple things hinting at it, but if we don't have any snow and it's the end of February, then I might be thinking, okay, maybe we're not gonna get
it. Right. Well, you know, hey, if we're gonna go with a groundhog, I say we can go with Weather Dan's gut feeling.
Yeah.
For sure. Here's a question. Do you think it matters? I mean, does the groundhog emerge at the same time every day? You know, like, is the sun in the same position?
It does, but you know what? It doesn't relate to the weather. You know, sometimes the sun is shining and they'll say there's no shadow seen. So it's kind of what they want to make it, which is, I thought, kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that, like, you know, there's 4 inches of snow on the ground, and, you know, the sun is shining, and then they say shadow, you know, but there's no sun. And then there's sometimes that, you know, in early spring after a mild El Nino winter, you know, back in 1983. But here's one right here that's like overcast skies with crowd cheering in Steelers Super Bowl. That was back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And it says shadow with overcast conditions, so that doesn't make sense.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I don't think it matters, and I wonder personally, I think with my prediction is that he will see his shadow this year because look at how cold it is in the Northeast, and very rarely does he not see his shadow. You take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I hope that helps you out.
It does. I sure appreciate it.
And you have a good weekend.